Here's Moore's paper. I just want to, stress here at the end, and then I've got one video I want to show if I've got a minute to show it. I showed you Moore's paper before with its wonderful cartoon here and his prediction in 1965 that over the short term, the rate of increase in the size of how many components you could put on a silicon chip would increase. And this astonishing prediction that by 1975, the number of components of an integrated circuit will be 65,000. There's his little graph that shows it. Now, I want to show. So here we are. So this is from about 6 months ago or 8 months ago or something. Here's the 2 billion transistor chip, which is exactly as Moore predicted would happen. So we've got a 2 billion transistor chip. That's 2 to the 31st power, right? Because 4 billion is 2 to the 32nd. In 1965, Moore's paper, he was at that point able to get 2 to the 6th or 64 transistors on a chip. 25 doublings after 43 years, so there's been a doubling about every 20 months or so, continuously for 43 years, which is absolutely astonishing. We're used to things increasing linearly. Here's an example of a linear speed increase. Here's speed increasing from 14 miles per hour, 14.5, 15 miles per hour, 15.5, 16 miles per hour from 1910 up through about 2000. Anybody know what this is a graph of? This is the speed of the fastest miler. Okay, the fastest miler speed increase, maybe it's flattening out a little bit here, I don't know, but it's astonishingly linear over a period of almost a century. Okay, here on the other hand is the exponential increase in the size of computer chips. And the thing to understand about this graph, this is an exponential growth curve. And although it looks like it hasn't changed at all down here, if we cut this off at 1990 and just scaled it vertically, the curve would look exactly the same. Right? It's just that the exponential growth is so explosive once you get past the knee that to get this point on the curve, everything else looks as though it's squished down onto the bottom line. And the way you can actually see it is to use, instead of this vertical axis, the base 2 logarithm of it, that is the exponent that would give you these numbers when you raise 2 to that power, and then you see you get a more or less straight line. And that's a dead giveaway that what you're actually seeing here is an exponential explosion. And this is an astonishing phenomenon that anything could increase at that rate of doubling for that period of time. And if the runners had been increasing at an exponential rate, we would now be at a speed faster than the speed of light. Okay, now for those who want to hang around for a second, I will now tell why my example of the bike lock was actually a lie. Oh, we don't have any volume. We don't have any volume. I thought we had. All right. Can't show it. Turns out you can actually crack a bike lock in linear time. You just have to, you twist it if you have a cheap bike lock. Okay? Exhaustive search is not the only way to solve this problem. You twist it and you kind of pull on it, and you, when the gap starts to occur, that's actually a clue that you're on the right digit. You can Google this YouTube video yourself and look at it if you want. See, you can decode it one bit at a time.